of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Tye.
And I'm Bonnie North. The music of pianist and composer Anthony Deutsch doesn't fit neatly into any one category. It's jazz, it's pop, it's singer-songwriter, and Deutsch, who grew up in Port Washington but is now based in Milwaukee, embraces all of those labels.
For the past decade or so, Deutsch has been well-known around town as both a solo and session musician, but tonight he releases his first album, Father Sky. The rest of the band, also known as Father Sky, are bassist John Christensen and drummer Devin Drobka.
We weren't able to get everyone in the studio before the album drops tonight at the Villa Terrace Museum, so Deutsch joined me in the studio to talk about it. He told me how he came to the piano as a kid.
The first song that I heard that made me want to learn piano, it was Carol of the Bells. My mom's fiance, his daughter, had this like cheap 61 key Casio keyboard. This is in like 2000, I think. And she played Carol of the Bells on this. You can imagine. The timbre was horrible, but I fell in love with that, and I loved it. And I was like, I want to play Carol the Bells on piano. And so I got a keyboard. And then I was super into the Beatles, so I just learned a bunch of Beatles music. Let It Be was like the first song I learned.
Of course. It's great piano part. Yeah.
And so fast forward 15 years, and my listening is very eclectic. I'll listen to... I mean, I don't really listen to the Beatles as much anymore, but like you can't deny that if that's where you come out of. But I mean, I went through all the pop, all the old school pop, and then I got into like Bill Withers and Stevie Wonder and Donny Hathaway and all these different people and Ravi Shankar, and then that opened up this whole avenue of like world music, or what people choose to call world music, like gamelan music and stuff from like Indonesia. And
I can hear those influences on the album.
Awesome.
There's so many interesting things. I mean, it's kind of jazz, but
yeah.
It isn't.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of world, as you say. But
totally.
it's this really interesting mix of what we would consider a pop song.
Totally.
And all of these other influences as well. Mm-hmm. And you're basically working with a trio.
Yeah.
Which is a very jazzy thing
totally.
To do.
Totally. And they're both really accomplished jazz musicians. So it's cool because I'll play a lot of jazz trio gigs because I play piano and sing for a living. So I do a lot of different gigs. I do pop gigs and jazz gigs and whatever I can. It was cool to take all these compositions or these songs. They're very like singer-songwritery, and throw them at this trio that we've been cultivating a sort of chemistry as a trio. So it's cool to throw these songs at them and see what came out of it. And this is what came out of it.
So when you were thinking of the songs, like you said, sort of singer-songwriter, they have these wonderful lyrics, you know, you can get into it just like you would with just one person with a guitar.
Yeah.
But then when you add those jazz influences and you add, you know, a bass and drum and it's going to swing a little bit.
Yeah.
What was the feedback you got from them as you were giving them these songs?
Honestly, they just kind of jumped into it, I think. You know, I brought charts, and I had given them some scrappy recordings of what I did, but we went to the studio. We recorded at Tanner Monocle in town here, and, you know, we went there the day before we recorded, and we did a rehearsal and went through the tunes and figured stuff out and kind of roadmapped everything. Yeah, it just kind of happened. It really just happened. I put my trust in them because I know that they're capable of that. And it was really exciting just to hear like what the vibe was going to be.
Did it surprise you?
Yeah, of course. And actually, it's crazy because this whole thing was a Kickstarter album. And I started in November, and that was nerve-wracking. But it worked. And the original intention was that I was going to take these songs, we're going to come into the studio and do a trio session, and then come back and add. I was going to arrange for strings and horns and maybe do some synthesizer stuff or whatever, like tasteful synthesizer, not like crazy blaring stuff. But I was going to add a bunch of instruments to it. And so with that intention, when we recorded, I took a very minimalist approach with the piano because I wanted to leave space. And then we recorded the trio, and I thought it sounded great. So we left it. And so everything is single takes. I think there's one take. I think there's one song where Devin, the drummer, Devin Drobka, he overdubbed at the end, adding another layer of drums at the end of a song.
But otherwise it's straight take.
Yeah, otherwise it's all straight takes. Live in the studio, I played and sang at the same time, which I didn't think was really a feat, but a few people were like, man, like that's crazy. How'd you do that? I'm like, I don't know. Like that's the only way in my mind you would want to do it because...
It's how you do it live.
Yeah, like it's music. I wanted to capture something really real and honest and true. And so there's a lot of, you know, in my mind, when I listen back to it, there's all these things where I'm like, it's my first album. So I'm like really critical about myself. And I'm like, oh, I messed up there and there and there. But it's a very honest album. And I think that people react to that.
Well, let's hear one of the tunes, or at least some of one of the tunes. Tell me about the first one. It's actually the very first one on the album, The Seasons.
The Seasons. I wrote The Seasons on guitar in my dad's living room in Cedarburg, Wisconsin, in the wintertime. I was just sitting in the living room looking out, and it was just, it was like a really chill day. It was freshly snowing, and I just, I kind of had this little like, Southern California jazzy guitar pop vibe going, and I just started singing, and then a few years later now, maybe 6 years later, here we are, and I've recorded it with a trio, and John Devin and I had, so John Christensen is the name of the bass player, we had a residency at Hotel Metro downtown for maybe 2 years, and that ended last summer, but I would bring these compositions in with me, and I had to come up with an intro. And so the story goes that I kind of, I took this influence from Ahmad Jamal, who's a famous jazz innovator, pianist. And he has this song called Poinciana, and there's this breakdown in the middle of it with this bass line. And, you know, there's kind of a kindred spirited similarity in it, but it was just kind of my influence. So I played this little line, and John started playing it with me, and that became sort of the vibe of the song. And then Devin added this sort of... I don't know what to call it, rocky poppy drum beat over it. And it just, I played the chords and sang, and it, and here it is, you know, this is
all right.
That's the vibe of the song. So we'll see what you think.
All right.
See what everyone thinks.
All right, here is Father Sky with the first track off the brand new album, The Seasons.
Beautiful.
Let the rain fall gladly, for it is life. All your tears have gone today, all your fears are tossed away. You are a child of light. Let the sun shine brightly. You won't be there tonight. And the wind speaks softly. Its touch is keen. It's high.
That was Father Sky from their brand new album of the same name. The tune was The Seasons. I'm sitting here with Anthony Deutsch, who is the pianist and composer. Did the other guys compose as well, or do you pretty much bring in the tunes and they work on the arrangements with you?
Yeah, they're hired guns. They're my musical comrade brethren. Yeah, I wrote all the tunes, and these are actually all, maybe the most recent one is maybe 2 years old, but everything is like 7, 6 years old. And so I just had this like grouping of music that I wanted to record and get out of the way so I could move on to other things.
What is it like to be a working musician in this town? You're making a living as a pianist
question.
And a singer and a composer. And, you know, I can't imagine it's easy.
When I was a junior, I was in MYSO, the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra Jazz Program. So that was like my introduction to Milwaukee. And my dad would sneak me into the jazz estate, and I would see the erotic adventures of Static Chicken. I would go to things like that, and I'd be like, I want to do that, you know? I want to be that guy in Milwaukee. That would be really cool. And then when I was like a senior in high school, I started playing some dinner gigs with Kyle Feyrick, who a lot of listeners probably know. He plays a lot around Milwaukee too. And then I started playing with Ethan Keller, who's another musician around here. And I just started playing with a bunch of people and seeing what they were doing. Seeing the venues they were playing at, And I wasn't even 18 when I was playing with these guys. So it's really funny. So I was this youngin' and they were hiring me and it was cool. But I started booking my own gigs little by little and it just sort of grows and grows. But it's the same thing. All the musicians I know that make a living, it's definitely like a hustle. You definitely have to keep on top of it. You always have to be calling people and asking them if they want your music there or just telling them that they want it.
So you're always looking gigs ahead.
Totally.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I do a lot of different gigs. I mean, so coming up this Thursday, I have 11 gigs in a row, which I don't know if it's 11 days in a row of gigs, which I don't know if has ever happened quite like that. But, you know, that's how it is. You know, you try to get in everywhere you can and just meet a bunch of people. And for me, I think for a lot of artists, there's always a struggle of trying to be artistic and satisfying your own artistic yearning or whatever that is, but also like paying the bills. And I've been fortunate enough that people like how I interpret pop music and stuff. You really do a lot of different things. It's
well,
fun.
Let's hear another tune.
Awesome.
From the album. This is Father Sky, both the name of the album and the group. Anthony Deutsch is my guest, and he is the pianist and composer in the group. So we have a couple of songs that you pointed out, Within Me, Within You, or Gonna Find Home. Which one would you like to talk about first?
Let's do Gonna Find Home.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about that before we hear it.
So I wrote this song. This is one night, maybe 5 years ago. I'm from Port Washington originally. And one night, it was a full moon, and I had this yearning to just go and go to the lake. So I went to the lake. It's at midnight. It's the moon's out, big old bright moon, and I parked my car, took my shoes off, got my guitar out, and I walked into the lake. And I was just standing in the lake playing guitar. And it was beautiful. It was an incredible experience. But I wrote this song.
This is Gonna Find Home, Father Sky.
Mother in the sky, call me home. Water at my feet, call me home. My soul I do be seeking. All alone, call me home, call me home, home, home. Mother in the sky, call me home. Water at my feet, call me home. My soul I do be seeking. All alone, call me home, call me home, home, home. And oh, I do wander, and oh, I am found. Yes, we are, and oh, I do wander, and oh, I am found, free as I want to be, free as we are, and you gotta get there, and you gotta get real far, and you gotta notice just what you really are.
That was Gonna Find Home, Father Sky. Anthony Deutsch is in the studio with me, who composed that and also plays keyboard with Father Sky. So the release party is happening tonight at the Villa Terrace.
Yes.
You said it was a Kickstarter album. So
yes.
Obviously you got enough on the Kickstarter to make the album. What are you hoping? Are you going to tour the album? What's the next step with it?
I would like to. I need to figure that out. Yeah, I would, of course, I'd love to travel. I mean, traveling is my thing. I'd love to tour with it. I would love to play the music for people. There's a lot that goes into touring, so there's some details I need to figure out. But step one is releasing it and getting the initial reaction for me and seeing what kind of people or what kind of audience is going to want to listen to it. And that may gauge like where I can take it and who's willing to help me complete that vision or fulfill that vision.
Pull the tour together. Yeah. So obviously you've played it for friends, you played it for other folks along the way as you were making it.
Yeah.
What has been the reaction to it?
I mean, people love it. I mean, I have endless, have an endless list of insecurities about the album, but like, it's my first one. And so I've learned so much doing it and people love it. The thing that's been cool for me is like, there's songs that I think are the best on the album, but I've been really touched with like the response because everyone has different favorites and it's really cool. It's like, oh, like you like that one too. Cool. Awesome. So that's been really fulfilling for me so far.
Tell me about the last song that we're going to hear, which is Within Me, Within You.
So the vibe of the song is Within Me, Within You. It's kind of this anthem of oneness, human kumbaya dealio. So
could use that.
Yeah. I mean, that's ultimately my goal, but you know, that's a lofty goal, but it's worthy. It's a worthy goal. And that's really my biggest goal with music is just creating a space where people feel inspired to be kind to themselves and others.
Anthony Deutsch is pianist and composer for the local trio, Father Sky. Their first album, also called Father Sky, is out today. The release party is at the Villa Terrace Decorative Arts Museum on Milwaukee's East Side. You can find more information at WUWM.com.
Something you can't hide without me. Without you, there's nothing separate from you. These storms are coming.